This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Jean. We're having an absolutely awesome show, but just because we're gearing towards the end of it doesn't mean we don't stop keeping you informed. Where's my brain gone with the word? Somewhere out the window.
I'm enjoying it, Jean. I love it when you're falling apart. I know,
that's well, you've been watching it for the past 6 months. Joining us now in the studio is Brodie Turner. Out this Saturday is the latest issue of Archer magazine.
That's right.
Now, tell us a little bit about Archer magazine, because you were saying before, some people are like, what is Archer?
Yeah, it's surprising but wonderful to have those questions come in. So Archer magazine is effectively our community's literary journal. It's an LGBTIQA plus queer journal that features writers from the community overseas, but mostly Australian, mostly local.
And really, really engaging, interesting and thought-provoking content 100%. About different things and issues that are affecting our community and communities, and the way in which they're approached.
Absolutely.
Now, this Saturday night is the launch of it here in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Archer doesn't just get out on the newsstands. They have a launch and focus, so you can actually get a copy. But what's in this issue number 12? What's in issue number 12 of Archer?
So the theme of issue number 12 is play, which is fantastic and really exciting to sort of see how that is playing out, as it were. Sorry, no pun intended, but glad I did it anyway. So covering everything from, obviously, the premise of all Archer issues are to talk about sexuality and gender. So there's those things in there, but there's also ventures into sport, into spirituality, into different forms of play, whether that's toys, kinkwear.
What that means for you.
Yep, absolutely. Down to, play as part of parenting and it's a whole range of things.
One of the things I love about Archer, we've had a demise in our queer press recently and our street queer press. One of the things I love about Archer is literary is exactly right. It really does take the tone and ideas and narratives of things and really steer them in a certain direction and in a different direction to something might get from another publication, which is really great because it's this issue focusing this way on an issue and the many different layers and identities that come with it, whether it be the directions that it takes or what it means for the different parts of our communities, especially those that are more marginalised than others.
Absolutely. And the important thing to remember about the launch events is that they are fundraisers for the magazine itself to continue. It's not big business. It runs the same way that a lot of publications do, and so the important part of the launch is that we have as many people there really contributing to ensuring that it's secure in the way that we hope all of our queer publications and all our queer press can be.
Yes, it takes a lot to, it's not just a matter of buying a magazine. So the launch is actually happening this Saturday.
That's right. Doors open at 7. There will be a Welcome to Country by Auntie Diane Kerr AOM at 7:30 p.m.
That's at 75 Reed Street in Fitzroy. Yeah.
That's right, which you can get to via your 11 or your 96 tram or the 504 bus. There's a whole ton of ways to get there. So we'll be running from 7:30, as I said. The Marla Bird will be hosting. We've got performances from the likes of William Elm, burlesque bombshell Miss Jane Doe, Rocco Diamore, who's a drag king, readings from the issue by Jess Nighthouse of Woland, and Emma Vep, represented there by Ollie Savage. So some incredible and new voices in the community as well, which is super exciting. DJ Gay Dad will be on the discs, as they say, through the night, and there'll be raffles and games to play and quiet areas.
What's really great about it, when Archer launches do these launches like this, they're really engaging, they're really informing, and they're also really empowering. It's a really great space to not only find out about what's in the issue and hear from some of the people that have contributed to it, but also connect and engage with our community in a different manner.
100%.
Which I think is really, really great and really good to do. And I know it can be a busy season and winter's just around the corner. You might want to just stay at home, but this is a great thing to be able to do on the Saturday night and connect with your community in a different way. And the information that's happening within it, some great conversations can come out of it. So have you contributed to the play issue at all, Brodie?
No, I was a contributor in the last issue, the Gaze issue, G-A-Z-E, for those of you playing at home. I was a contributor previously. So it was real thrill to be asked to come back and help them with the event coordination.
So if you were to be pitching an article about play, what would you focus on?
Well, being from a theatrical background, I'd be talking about plays themselves and how I'm a big lover of things like, you know, consent is sort of my big motto. So I'd be looking at sort of interactive theatre and how we work with audiences and how we sort of play with our audiences.
And so, of course, as well as all of that exciting stuff on Saturday night, you can, of course, grab your issue. That's the first place you can grab your current issue of Archer magazine. If you can't make it on Saturday night, what's the best way to grab your copy?
So you can grab them online. So if you head to Archer's website, they have a big cartel where you can order the issue there. There are various stockists around Melbourne and around Australia.
Hares and Hyenas have
absolutely Archer. They do, and that's a beautiful place to buy them. You know, support your local queer bookstore. If you can't be there on the night, definitely a way to do it.
So Robbie, if you were to pitch something about play for Archer, what would you say, focusing on play?
Oh, gosh, you love putting me on the spot.
Absolutely. So,
look, I would write an expose on the Melbourne drag scene from the view of someone who no longer does drag. So how the queens interact with each other, how the community kind of gets around, you know, how they play on stage.
I would write about how we play with who we really are within queer spaces, and maybe we need to shed some of the layers of that onion so that we can be seen
always
a bit more real. And that just popped into my head. So there you go. But
well, you can pitch it. You can email Archer at any point with a pitch for an article for future issues or for the online. So
it's absolutely worth it. Look, this Saturday, if you can get down to 75 Reed Street in Fitzroy, do it and go to the launch of Archer magazine or pick up a copy. It's issue number 12, the play issue. Archer is absolutely fantastic. It is great to see a publication such as this, a queer publication, that really looks and challenges and explores the narratives within our communities in different ways.
One thing I want to jump in before, I know I don't have so much time, just a reminder from accessibility standpoints, the venue is completely wheelchair accessible. We will have Auslan interpretation of the proceedings as well, and for those of you who are a bit concerned about things like ticket prices, you know, going out is a big deal. There are pay what you can tickets available and free tickets if you know, no one's turned away for lack of funds. So we'd love to see you there.
It actually warms my cold dead heart to hear that because it's absolutely wonderful, you know, to be focusing on that kind of diversity for everyone who needs it within our communities. Freddie, thank you for swinging by and letting us know what's going on in the latest issue of Archer and about the launch this Saturday night. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, everybody.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.